Welcome to Rest and Recreation, a companion to Routines and Ruts, the interview podcast exploring how we navigate the pendulum swing of our days. These mini episodes shift the emphasis away from what we do or don't do to celebrate how we can replenish, be it how we rest or where we find enjoyment. I'm Madeline Dorr, and each week I'll share reflections from interviews as well as things I'm reading, pondering, and learning. My hope is that Rest and Recreation gives you a slice of R&R to pause and reflect on the quieter spaces in our days and our inner life. Do you ever have an afternoon free, or even just an hour where you could be resting or doing something you enjoy, only to wither it away, ruminating on past disappointments, worrying about the future, or replaying embarrassing moments or awkward conversations over and over? Many of us spend a lot of time thinking about something other than what we are doing, and often that can come with a negative lens. While it's unrealistic to eliminate these negative thoughts altogether, the human brain is primed for distraction, and a negative lens can help us stay alert to danger and seek safety. But perhaps we can shift dwelling or ruminating. One example of ruminating that I think can be shifted is thinking about what other people think of us. Often, when we're worrying about what other people think, we're really just worrying about what we think they think. This is not only a guessing game, but one that actually has no bearing on who we really are. Yet we can easily obsess and spiral in this projection and become stuck. Perhaps here we can take a lesson from the cosmos. In my recent conversation with astronomer Greg Quick, it was helpful to think of Pluto. There's a lot of debate about whether Pluto should or shouldn't be included in our solar system. But for Pluto, what we think doesn't matter so much. Here's Greg Quick on how Pluto doesn't worry about what we think.
Yeah, Pluto's going to always do what Pluto's always done. So yeah, he doesn't care what any humans think at all.
We're really all just like Pluto. What people think of us doesn't really change us. It's about finding our own internal direction and feeling a sense of being okay in our place. Since this conversation, when I found myself ruminating instead of resting or obsessing about what I think people think, I'll say, just be like Pluto. It's a simple practice, perhaps even a trivial one, but maybe it's also quite realistic. When I've experienced a period of stuckness or unhappiness or spiraling, I've often sought some kind of external change, be it my job, my hairstyle, or even where I live, only for such feelings or thoughts to eventually find me again. After all, wherever you go, there you are. So instead, we might be able to become more aware of our thoughts and allow for the moment that we're in. A few years ago, I decided to put this internal awareness to the test through an opposite thought experiment. I took the advice of the late poet and philosopher John O'Donohue. He was interviewed on the podcast On Being, and he suggested a simple thought exercise that involved tracking your most common thoughts and devising a new set. For the first week of the experiment, I noted and catalogued my thoughts in the notes sections of my phone. By day 7, the themes were clear: worrying about the future, worrying about what other people think, beating myself up for perceived flaws, comparing myself to others, and ruminating on the past. What was most startling when I reflected on the list was that each worrying thought was in many ways outside my control. What people think of me, the future, what other people do, is not something I can change by mulling over it. For the most part, I can't control what happens in my life, but I can control how I think about it. In the second week of the experiment, I developed an alternative thought to each of those on my list. For example, each time I noticed myself falling into the mental loop of worrying about my career, I would tell myself, I'm doing what I can now with what I have. If I found myself lost in thoughts of the past or replaying interactions, I repeated, be open to the surprises in the present. A simple reminder when I was slipping into another negative thought spiral was simply to ask myself, can I control or change this? Just like Pluto, we often can't change what other people think. So again, It's a reminder to simply be Pluto. When we test and probe our most common thoughts, we begin to see how our thoughts are constructed and how much control we really do have. What became clear in this experiment is that we can't believe everything we think. We have choices. We can apply thought awareness, get creative and develop a new set of thoughts, or simply let our thoughts pass without ruminating or attaching meaning, or trying to solve that guessing game of thinking about what other people think. Of course, negativity, stress, and even worry can serve a purpose. It enables us to think critically about our environment and actions. But that's not to say our thoughts couldn't do with a bit of a spring cleaning once in a while. So to reframe your thoughts or unwind from a rumination spiral, take note of them. Spring clean your mind. Focus on what you can control. And try to worry less about what you think other people think and more about what you think. For links to any of the books, podcasts, articles, or quotes I share in these mini episodes, it's best to sign up to my occasional newsletter at extraordinaryroutines.com. I'll pop a link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to Rest and Recreation. Remember, there's more to the days than doing, or what you think other people think you should be doing.